Good morning.
早晨。
It's always good to be here in the Cantonese service with you.
能够喺语堂同你一齐嘅系提好嘅。
I told the first service that I enjoyed worshiping with you, but I don't understand all the words.
早同弟兄姊妹讲咧，我同你一齐敬拜又好，不过其实我唔系好睇好明嗰啲字。
So this service they printed me out an English translation.
所以今堂咧佢俾咗个英文嘅翻译我。
I said this is so good, 好细心啊，咁谂。
You guys are so good.
Very good.
真系好啊。
Lot to celebrate this Father's Day.
同大家一齐庆祝父亲节。
On the English side, we have three children being dedicated.
喺英文堂今日有三个细蚊仔系被婴儿奉献。
And some of you will probably go out for Father's Day dinner tonight.
可能今晚有父亲节嘅大餐食啦。
When I was asked to speak upon Father's Day, I wasn't quite sure what to say.
叫我喺父亲节讲到，其实我唔系好清楚要讲啲乜嘢。
There's a lot to say about being a father.
好多嘢可以讲嘅关于做父亲。
And many of you are more experienced fathers than I am.
在座都有好多系比我更加有经验嘅父亲喺当中。
So I said in my devotion, Lord, what do you want me to say?
所以灵修嘅时候，我问上帝：我你要我讲啲咩好咧
？I asked the Lord, Lord, teach me what have you taught me about fatherhood this year?
我话天父话过呢一年，你教咗我点样如何做一个父亲咧
？Now every year I learn something different.
每一年我都学唔同嘅嘢。
And I've been a father now for 10 years.
我成为父亲已经系十年啦。
Now this year my son gained some independence.
咁今年我个仔开始独立要学。
So one of the things we've asked him to do was to get the mail from the mailbox.
咁我叫佢开始去邮箱度攞信啊。
I remember the first day he went.
第一次佢去嘅时候咧
，I was nervous.
我好紧张。
I just see him walking down the street by himself.
叫佢自己由街自己一个个咁行。
I thought, is he going to come back?
佢会唔会翻嚟咧
？Will he not come back with any mail?
会唔会有带埋啲信翻嚟咧
？Will he get hit by a car?
会俾车撞亲咧
？I was worried.
我好担心。
But I remember the Lord saying to me at that moment.
但嗰一刻，主同我讲。
He gave me a message.
佢俾一个信息我。
And he said, "Prepare your children for the path."
佢话预备你嘅孩子要行佢当行嘅路。
It's more important to prepare them for the path than to protect them from the path.
预备佢行当行嘅路，胜过系净系要保护佢系要行嘅路。
Now, if you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1-4.
喺以弗所书第六章一至四节当中。
We all learn basic instructions for parenting.
教我怎样做一个父母。
Children are to honor and respect their parents.
做儿女的是要孝敬父母的。
Parents are to do two things.
但做父母的有两件事要做。
Number one, we're to train our children.
两件事，第一是什么？要教导他们。
And secondly, we're to instruct our children.
第二就是要指导他们。
Now, training in the Bible means to discipline, to correct, to even punish when the child's doing something wrong.
在圣经里面呢训练是什么呢就是要管教啦指正啦甚至是要责罚添。
Instruction in the Bible means to counsel, to encourage, to protect your children.
教导在圣经里面是什么呢就是要是指引啦鼓励啦还有要保护他们。
Now there needs to be a balance.
有个平衡在当中的是吧
?If you over-discipline your child,
你管教太过严厉的话呢
?If you're too strict, you're too rigid,
太过严太过苛刻啦
,there's not much encouragement or guidance.
没有鼓励没有指引的。
Your child will feel that you're too harsh.
你个儿女觉得你系太过苛刻啦。
There are consequences to that.
系有后果噶。
Some of you grown up in households, maybe you think is a little bit too harsh.
可能你个成长就喺呢啲咁样嘅严谨嘅环境当中成长。
Now, if you under-discipline your child,
但如果对太过放纵咧
，and you affirm them and you protect them,
咪保护佢哋啦，肯定佢哋啦。
But you don't challenge them.
但唔俾挑战佢哋嘅。
You don't have expectation on them.
对佢冇乜期望嘅。
It comes out as indulgence.
咁咪变得太过纵容佢哋啦。
See, the Bible is very wise. It teaches us to be balanced.
圣经好清楚话俾我听要平衡嘅。
Sometimes you have to discipline harshly.
有阵时咧要佢哋对佢哋严谨啲、苛刻啲。
Other times you have to protect and affirm.
但有阵时咧要肯定、要保护。
Now that never changes.
呢个系唔会改变嘅。
That's our job.
呢就我哋个责任咯。
But there is something that does change.
但有啲嘢系会改变。
And that's the culture around us.
呢就我哋周边嘅环境嘅文化。
Sometimes the cultural changes are good.
有时呢个文化改变系好嘅。
But let me give you two cultural forces that are at play today.
让我告诉大家咧，有两种嘅唔同嘅文化喺我哋嘅周围当中影响紧我哋。
They're influencing you.
是影响紧你的。
They're influencing your children.
影响紧你的细蚊仔。
Your grandchildren.
你的孙。
Maybe some of you don't have children, but you have spiritual children.
可能你呢刻你冇自己生的细蚊仔，但系你有属灵的儿女。
These forces are at play.
呢啲嘅文化嘅势力喺度嘅。
Now one is a priority, the second is a philosophy.
第一是咩咧？就是你所要做、首重要要做嘅事。第二是个人生嘅哲学。
Now, let me talk about the priority first.
我讲下嗰一个重要要做嘅事先啊。
See, everything in our society is forming us to believe that children are to be number one.
呢个社会教导我哋一样嘢系咩？就系话细蚊仔系最重要嘅。
They are to be prioritized and protected above everything.
因为咁紧要咧，所以喺一切嘅事上面咧，要竭力去保护佢哋。
When I was growing up, my generation, and above, we saw our parents as more strict.
当我成长嘅时候，我嗰一代或者以上嗰一代咧，我哋睇个父母咧系比较严谨嘅。
Sometimes a little bit too strict.
可能太过严添啊。
Too much, direction, not much guidance.
太多嘅指导，但系就唔系好好教你点样去行嘅。
I find that today it's the pendulum has swung to this way.
但今日咧，嗰个钟啊，就揈咗另外一边啦。
We are raising a generation that is overconnected and overprotected.
而家呢一代咧，系太过受保护，太过受联系啦。
You know, as a pastor, I start to see the long-term effects of this.
作为一个牧者，我开始见到个长远嗰个果效出咗嚟。
When we are afraid to let our children be independent, to make mistakes,
当你好怕俾佢太过独立，俾佢去学失败嘅时候。
There are consequences.
是有后果。
You're beginning to see some of the consequences today.
已经开始见到
了。Now think about that priority for a second.
你想一想这个重要性啊。
And I want you to take a look at number two, which is a philosophy.
第二就是那个人生的哲理。
Everyone in our society is teaching us to avoid suffering.
这个就是一个社会不断教我们就是要避免一切嘅苦难。
It means that if you want a good life, you should avoid suffering.
即系如果你个生命咧要好嘅生命咧，就要避免一切嘅苦难。
Let me read a quote from Dr. Tim Keller.
呢个嘅 Tim Keller 呢个嘅博士咁讲。
He says most cultures, unlike our own, expect suffering as inevitable and see it as a means of strengthening and enriching us.
佢好多嘅其他嘅文化咧，话俾我哋听，其实苦难系无可避免嘅，而且佢系令我哋更加强化我哋嘅嗰种嘅行动。
He says our secular culture.On the other hand, is perhaps the worst in history at helping its members face suffering.
但我哋而家咁现今嘅现代文化咧，喺个历史当中系成为最差嘅一种文化，系帮唔到我哋能够系面对我哋嗰个嘅艰辛嘅。
Every other culture says the meaning of life is something beyond this life.
每一种其他嘅文化都话咧，我哋生命嘅意义系在于我哋嘅生命嘅呢个世界嘅以外嘅。
Now listen to what he says. He says.In secular culture, the meaning of life is to be free to choose what makes you happy in this life.
佢喺我哋现今嘅文化当中咧，人生嘅意义就系你有嗰种嘅自由度，去让自己点啊，去拣一啲令你开心嘅嘢。
Now think about what happens when a child is subject to these two cultural forces.
谂下个细蚊仔系受呢两种嘅文化嘅冲击嘅时候。
You have this worldview that says children are to be number one. You are to be protected above every all costs.
佢話細蚊仔係大曬嘅，係絕對受保護嘅，竭力咁保護佢哋嘅。
You see this in the education today.
喺好多嘅教育當中，你會見到。
You see this in the marketing.
喺傳媒嗰種嘅傳識當中係見到嘅。
Everything is telling us that.
每一件事都咁同我哋講。
But you also have this philosophy that says suffering is to be avoided.
但另外一個嘅哲理就係話，一切嘅苦難你要避免佢。
You have to ask yourself the question: What kind of children are we producing?
咁喺咁嘅時候。產生啲咩嘅細蚊仔當中呢
I think these two forces will create an overprotected, self-focused, self-absorbed, comfortable child.
呢種嘅文化產生嘅嗰種嘅超級嘅係自我中心、自以為是嘅細蚊仔。
Now, the Bible has a lot to talk about raising children.
聖經有好多嘅教導咧，我點樣去管教孩童
？Compare this way of raising children to the way the Bible teaches us to raise children.
將呢種嘅方法比起聖經嘅教導咧。
The first thing the Bible says is God loves His children.
圣经话第一样嘢就系上帝喜爱一切嘅儿女。
The second thing the Bible says in this regards is that suffering is not a good thing.
第二样嘢想讲嘅就系苦难其实唔系一个好嘅事嚟嘅。
God did not create the world with suffering in mind.
上帝冇一个嘅系整特登系整啲苦难系俾个世界去叹下啦咁。
But the third thing that the Bible teaches us is this.
但第三样嘢圣经咁讲。
God will use suffering.
上帝系会用苦难
，He'll use hardship and pain，
佢会用呢个嘅困难、呢个痛苦
，to mature His children，
去让我哋成长。
He loves us enough to do that，
佢因为爱我哋，所以先咁样做。
And the reason is because God cares about our character more than our comfort。
呢个点解咧？因为上帝系关注我哋嗰个品格多过我哋呢刻舒唔舒服。
God is more concerned about your child's holiness。 than her happiness.
神係更加關注你嗰個細蚊仔嗰個聖潔，多過佢呢一刻係咪淨係開心。
God has eternity in mind, not just your existence on this planet.
神你有嘅係你嘅永恆嗰種嘅存在，而唔係淨係關注你呢一刻嗰個嘅光景。
So if we're to be like God, we need to prepare our children for the path.
所以應該好似上帝一樣咧，我哋要預備我哋孩子所行嘅當行嘅路。
The path ahead is a question of when; it is not a question of if. They will walk a path.
佢要行嘅路咧，唔系净系有冇得行，而系几时行啫。
To protect them from the path and to avoid the path is foolish, actually.
你要保护佢哋，等佢哋唔使佢哋行呢条路咧，系愚昧嘅。
Now I want to take you to Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33.
睇睇马太福音第十四章第廿二节起。
Now this is a simple story of how Jesus walked on water.
呢个一个好简单嘅故事，讲耶稣喺水里边行走。
You say, what does this have to do with parenting?
同管教心仔有咩关系呢
？Well, Jesus taught his disciples like children sometimes.
有时耶稣教导佢啲门徒咧，真系好似教细路咁。
And you learn that he gave them a profound lesson here.
咁佢有个好大嘅教导喺当中。
Let me read the first few verses. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place.
正因为当耶稣知道发生咩事嘅时候，佢就先渡到哪里去
？John the Baptist was killed. He was murdered.
咩事发生呢就系、是、施洗约翰啱被杀。
So Jesus, it really highlights Jesus' humanity.
嗰刻系主耶稣嘅人性当中咧。
So Jesus goes to a solitary place.
佢一个孤单嘅地方嗰度系要自己去祈祷。
Now look what the Bible says. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side.
嗱，圣经话咩？嗰一刻耶稣就立即咧系催佢个门徒上船，叫佢先到个另外嗰边去。
I want you to focus on the word made. He commanded.Them to do it.
你見到嘛？係催佢哋上船，叫佢哋上船啊！
But then, what did Jesus do? He didn't go with them. He went to a mountaintop to pray.
耶穌去邊咧？佢冇跟埋一齊去喎，佢只走去山上面祈禱喎。
Later, it was when he was alone.
當佢自己一個人嘅時候
，and the boat was very far away.
隻船已經開到好遠啦。
That's when he decided to go to them.
咁跟住佢先話：啊，而家去跟佢哋一齊啦。
Now the question is, why did he go to the mountaintop while sent his disciples to into the water?
个问题点解佢自己走去祈祷，就叫啲门徒自己去个水里边啦
？I mean, if you knew a storm was coming, would you send your children or your friends off in a boat while you just waited?
如果你知个风浪嚟紧嘅时候，你会唔会叫啲细蚊仔你自己坐船去啦，出去啦
？We know here Jesus is trying to teach us something.
其实耶稣有啲嘢要教我哋。
And I believe there are at least three lessons here to teach us about what we can do for our children.
咁就有三件事我哋可以学嘅。
The first is this: to prepare them. We need to prepare our children.
第一件事要学咩？系我哋要学习预备佢哋。
Now, what do you prepare them for?
预备佢做咩咧
？You prepare them for this fact that God often sends storms into the lives of our children to teach them something.
预备佢哋要明白就系好多时上帝系会容许一啲嘅人生嘅风浪系走入你个生命当中。
Now I say often because sometimes your child is to blame for what has happened to them.
我只是说时常啫，因为有阵时咧，我哋系要为自己嗰个行为去负责嘅。
Not everything that happens to them comes because God willed it to come in that manner。
唔系样样嘢发生咧，都可以话呢个系上帝旨意佢咁样做嘅。
Right? If you cheat and lie and steal and you get caught, can you really blame God for that?
你成日咧系偷嘢啦，又讲大话啦，又赖猫啦，咁可唔可以话系呢个就系上帝搞到我咁
？If I spend all my money, I don't save any money, and I'm in a complete financial mess, can I say I should be angry with God?
我揈晒我啲钱又唔储钱，跟住咧财务一塌糊涂咁，可唔可以话呢个系上帝嘅问题咧
？Sometimes the best reflection is to be angry at yourself。
有阵时应该系嬲下自己先啊，系嘛
？But there are other times when God does bring a storm into people's lives。
但系有阵时咧，上帝系容许呢个风浪入我哋个生命噶。
Sometimes it's explicit judgment。
有阵时可能系佢好清晰嗰种嘅审判。
When Adam and Eve sinned, God expelled them from the garden。
当亚当夏娃犯罪嘅时候，上帝将佢系赶出呢个伊甸园嘅。
When David committed adultery and then he committed murder, there were consequences.
当大卫犯奸淫有谋杀嘅时候，系有好大嘅后果。
Sometimes it's you're not sure the reason. Think of Job.
但有阵时你系唔知点解会咁嘅，好似约伯咁啦。
Job, it seemed what happened to Job seemed unfair and strange.
约伯所经历嘅事好似好奇怪，同埋好似好唔公平咁。
Now whatever, here's the key. Whatever happens,
呢个就系嗰个嘅道理啦。凡系发生咩事都好
，You need to know that God sends storms into our lives to teach us something and to shape us into someone。
你要明白系上帝容许呢个风浪入我哋嘅生命当中，为系要教导我哋一啲嘅学习。
God's goal in the entire Bible is to build you up to be more like Jesus。
圣经里边讲到主耶稣上帝 最终嗰个目的系要建立我哋点啊，更加似耶稣。
So you sometimes I get asked a question. How do I know if I had a good day? You know, was the day productive?
有时我问自己今日过得好唔好咧？
And I would say the answer to that is simply ask yourself this question: Am I more like Jesus at the result at the end of this day?
咁个答案就要问我自己个问题，就系最终嗰日嘅时候，我今日系咪有更加似耶稣呢？
And that's our job as parents.
呢个就系作为父母嘅责任啦。
Is to build our children up to be more like Jesus.
建立我哋嘅孩童系更加似耶稣佢。
How he thinks.
耶稣点谂啦？
What he does.
佢做啲咩啦？
How he forgives people that wrong him.
原谅别人啦？
How he blesses people around him.
祝福人啦。
You know, Paul says this in 1 Corinthians. He says, we're to be mirrors that reflect the glory of God.
圣经在哥林多后书三章里面说，我们是好像主耶稣这样的，好像个镜这样，是将他的荣光反照。
Everything in our society teaches us that children, we're to teach your children to shine.
社会告诉我们，我们要教小孩子是要发光发亮。
To stand out.
是要突出的。
To be number one.
成为第一的。
But in the Bible, the goal of aperson is to reflect, not just to shine, but to reflect the glory, the light of God.
圣经的教导是什么？不是我们自己发光发亮，是反映到耶稣。
You say, well, how am I supposed to do that?
那你说，那我怎么做呢？
Paul gives us another clue in Colossians. He says, here's the secret, it's when Christ lives in you.
那在保罗继续说，在哥罗西书一章他就说，那个秘密是怎样呢？就是在人的生命里面，让基督住在我们里面。
It's not just good enough that you imitate Christ.
你不是要学耶稣做些什么？
Christ has to inhabit you.
主耶稣要内住在你的生命当中。
See, all of us have a heart, a space in our being.
你知道我们每人都有个心啦，啊。
And we fill that with many different things.
我们的心装了很多很多不同的东西。
And the problem was when we fill it with so many things, we crowd God out.
但你装咁多嘢嘅时候咧，咪装唔落上帝咯。
Maybe you have a little bit of space left.
可能得翻少少嘅窿剩翻嘅。
A little room in your house.
你间屋入面有好细嘅地方啦。
And you say, God, you can have this room.
你话上帝啊，你就住呢个丁丁嘅房啦。
Don't touch anything else in this house. You can have only this closet.
其他嘢咧，乜都唔好掂，净系只掂呢个柜啫。
See, sometimes we have stubborn hearts.
有時我哋個心就係咁頑梗噶啦。
And if we were to give God the entire house, we would have done it already.
如果你話要俾上帝住曬成間屋，一早就做咗啦。
So sometimes what God has to do out of love is send us a storm.
所以有陣時上帝咧出於愛咧，要派啲嘅風浪嚟咯。
In fact, one of the kindest things God could do for us is to let us suffer through the situation.
其實有陣時上帝最對我哋最仁慈嗰種做法咧，係讓我哋經過風浪。
Because when you are left with nothing, you really see God for who He is.
當你乜都冇震散曬嘅時候咧，你咪見到耶穌係邊個咯。
And you really begin to rely on Him.
你真正開始倚靠佢啦。
Make no mistake, God will send you through a storm to win your heart.
但唔好搞錯，上帝係會將你係派你透進入一個嘅風浪當中去贏取你嘅心。
God will send you to a desert so that you can win, your heart can be won.
他会差你去一个旷野当中，以致他能够赢取你的心。
There are many studies in psychology that teach us that if a child does not play outside, does not have a broken bone, does not ever scrape their knee, they have many phobias growing up as adults.
这个心理学的调查就是一个小孩子从来都不出去玩的，没试过跌亲，没试过擦伤的，他大个时候就什么都怕的了。
If you have a teenager here,
如果你有个青少年呢？
They need to learn to fail.
要学习咧，佢哋需要系学习失败。
They need to learn how to fail a test.
要学习点样系考试唔合格。
They need to learn to fail at relationships.
喺关系当中要有一个挫折。
So they can learn hard work and determination and maturity.
佢能够学到点样系要成熟，点样系用苦功。
And they learn not just to get better at doing what they're not doing well.
佢学嘅唔系净系学得做好啲啊。
It's actually so they lean more on Jesus.
最主要学点啊，更加倚靠耶稣。
They learn their security lies in being God's child.
要学嘅佢个安全感系嚟自成为上帝嘅儿女。
Not on their social media account or what their friends think of them.
唔系净系喺呢个嘅 Facebook 上面睇到我哋个朋友讲乜嘢。
See, obstacles are opportunities for growth.
好似呢个难阻成为我哋学习成长嘅机会。
And it never feels good at first, and I never pray for it.
嗱，当然梗系唔好受啦，我都唔会咁样去求。
But sometimes when God sends it, we have to learn to embrace it.
但系当上帝有时真系差派风浪嚟嘅时候，我哋要学习点样去拥抱佢。
See, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare our children for the storm to come.
我哋要预备自己，预备我哋嘅儿女面对风浪。
The second thing we have to do is to process with them.
第二样嘢，我哋学就同佢一齐同行去面对呢件事。
Now notice I didn't say solve it for them。
嗱，我冇话为佢解决一切。
Now you say, what do I process?
嗱，咁你面对咩咧
？Here's what you have to learn to teach your children.
你要学啊，咁样去教佢哋。
That God always wants to do something in you before He does something through you.
就首先，上帝要先喺你嘅生命当中做一个功课，然之后先透过你去做其他嘅工作。
See, most of our prayers are asking God to do something for us.
好似我哋嘅祷告就话咧，求主为我做啲嘢啦。
Maybe if you're You know, if you're very mature in your faith, you'll ask God to do something through you.
可能你好成熟嘅话，就话求主透过我做啲嘢啦。
But how many of us pray prayers that ask God to do something in us?
但有边个会话求主先求就系求喺我生命里边先动工咧
？See, one of the most important lessons, most important themes in the Bible is that in order for God to build you up on the inside.God will lead you through difficulty on the outside.
圣经里边一个好重要嘅主旨系话咩咧？神会先系透过我哋嘅生命里边系做一个内在嘅工作，系用周围嘅环境咁样嚟系令佢哋更加去成熟嘅。
It's a theme that runs through in the entire Bible.
成本圣经都叫呢个主题嘅。
Now look at Isaiah chapter 43 for a second.
你睇下以赛亚书第43章。
It says, "When you pass through the storm."
你话当你经过呢个嘅风浪嘅时候
，I'll be with you.
我系与你同在。
When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
你走过呢个江河嘅时候，唔会浸死你嘅。
When you pass through the fires, they will not set you ablaze.
你走过呢个火嘅时候，唔会烧亲你。
Now, I know the kind of prayer that I pray.
但我知我会点祈祷啊。
I say, God, would you help me build a bridge over the water?
我上帝啊，只要起条桥咧，等我攀过啲水啦。
God, give me a boat so that I can ride on that river.
俾我只船等我可以走过呢个条河咯。
God give me a fireproof suit。
俾件防火衣
我啦。Take away the fire。
甚至唔好有火添啊。
Send the fire to someone else。
照个火俾第二个啦。
But listen to what Isaiah says. He says no. We go through all these things because why? Because God's with us.
但以赛亚唔系咁讲，佢话唔系，我哋系走过呢啲一切嘅难处，因为主必与我哋同行。
He's the holy one. He's set apart.
佢呢个嘅圣者，佢帮我哋预备。
And he wants to set you apart.
佢帮我哋将我哋分别为圣。
You know, you think about Jesus' life. He suffered greatly.
谂下耶稣，佢受过好多嘅苦难。
So if God Himself would suffer, what makes you think that He's not asking His own children that to go through that?
你谂下，如果主耶稣佢自己都系经历苦难嘅，岂不叫佢嘅儿女同样系要经历嘅咩
？One of the most famous portions of Scripture, Psalm 23.
一个好出名嘅圣经嘅系诗篇二十三篇。
You know, I preach on it all the time at funerals.
好多时喺丧礼我都会系讲呢个嘅经文嘅。
And one of the lines that we pass by quickly is this: that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
其中有一节话我虽然行过死荫嘅幽谷。
It's not a walk in the valley.
佢唔系系行走进个幽谷。
It's not into the valley.
唔系走进入去嘛。
It's not even around the valley.
你唔系兜个圈环绕住佢嘛。
It's got to be through the valley.
佢系行过幽谷。
See, sometimes God lets us suffer in a situation for a time, so that we can learn to be more like Him.
有阵时，上帝容许我哋喺个困难当中系有啲嘅经历，有啲嘅难处，以至我能够更加似佢。
If you look at the story, there's the boat here.
睇下个故仔，有只船喺呢度啦。
And it says in Mark chapter 6, which is a parallel account, that Jesus meant to walk past them.
在这个马可福音第六章是同样的故事的描述就说耶稣正是想走过他们。
It's almost like Jesus saying, there's a greater lesson to be learned. I'm not going to save you right away.
好像耶稣说你有个更大的功课要学所以这一刻我不会立刻打救你。
Sometimes it's painful for God to see us suffer through those things.
有时候见到我们这样经历这个痛楚是很不容易很痛苦的。
But God loves us too much to...Take away things too quickly.
因为上帝嘅大爱，佢系唔愿意马上将呢啲嘅难处抽走。
Now listen to what it says in the later part. It says, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake."
马太福音十四章话，夜里四更天嘅时候，耶稣就喺海边上走，往门徒那里去。
Now it says the disciples saw him walking on the lake, and they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear.
嗰度话门徒见到佢喺海边行走就好惊，话哇鬼啊
！But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
耶稣嗰一刻佢就话：你哋放心，系我，唔需要怕。
Now think about Jesus' response for a second here.
你谂一谂主耶稣嘅回应。
He seems calm, doesn't he?
好似好平安喎，系嘛
？If our children were in a boat in the middle of the ocean, I think we would be worried.
如果我儿女喺嗰只船嘅有个风浪当中，我谂我会好担心咯。
And we should be worried.
应该有担心噶嘛。
But Jesus knows who he is.
但耶稣知道佢系边个。
He knows things that will happen. He can control the storms.
佢知道之后会发生咩事，佢哋都能够控制个风浪。
You know, our children come to us with many requests.
我细蚊仔好似咧有好多嘅要求啊，对我哋。
I read an article that said the average mother gets 300 requests from their children a day.
有个文章话咧，每一个嘅平均嘅母亲咧系每日系个细蚊仔要求佢300样嘢嘅。
Yeah, now maybe that's when the children are younger.
可能系细蚊仔细啲嗰阵时。
Now if it's 300 requests a day and I have three children, you do the math. How many requests I get?
如果每个细路300个要求，我有三个细蚊仔，咁你下几多个要求啊
？That's 1,000 requests a day.
成千个要求啊！
Okay, maybe split between the two of us, it's only 500 each.
咁啊，两份分啦，每人平均500个要求啦。
My daughter lost a tooth the other day.
我个女前嗰日甩咗只牙。
And she's smart. She knows that when you lose a tooth, you put it under the pillow, and the tooth fairy gives you money.
咁佢又好醒，佢只牙摆喺枕头底咧，嗰只牙个仙子就会出现噶咯。
Now, when I was growing up, if I did that, I might get 25 cents at most.
如果我长大嘅时候咧，如果我咁样做咧，可能我有两毫半纸啦。
You know what she told me?
你知唔知佢话咩？
She said, "You tell the tooth fairy to give me $5."
佢叫阿仙子俾我$5。
I said, $5? I said, you know, Daddy only got 25 cents. And I think she knows the tooth fairy is her parents.
我说$5咁多，我有两毫半纸啫喎。
My wife said, you know, we shouldn't give her that much. You know, this is spoiling her.
咁我太太就话唔好俾佢咁多，仲坏佢啊。
I said, this is quite smart, actually. She's a natural businesswoman. We should give her $100.
哇，佢好聪明啫，佢天生系一个嘅商业奇才，我应该俾$100
佢啊。We should reward her for her boldness.
依佢咁大胆问我，俾个奖啊佢啊。
Anyways, we gave her $5.
真係俾咗$5佢。
And we told her that you have to tithe some of it too.
我話你要十一奉獻㗎。
But you know the point is that not every request that comes to you have to answer immediately and in the way that they want.
個重點就係唔係使乜要乜，我都有求必應啊嘛。
See, Jesus knows who exactly who he is.
耶穌清楚知道佢係邊個。
He says, "I am."
佢話我係邊個？我就係我。
It's a similar language to Exodus chapter 3 when Moses talks to God.
呢种嘅形容嘅语调咧，就系好似喺个出埃及记，上帝点同摩西讲一样。
He said, "I'm not a good speaker. They won't listen to me. What if they, you know, I've been slow in speech?"
摩西就话：我唔得噶，你唔好揾我，我有口疾啦，又讲唔到嘢啦，唔识点样带领佢哋啊。
And God says to him, "I am who I am."
上帝就话：我就系自有永在嘅上帝。
He says, "Go say to the sons of Israel, 'I am sent you.'"
佢就话：我就系我系我差派你嚟嘅。
See, if we know who God is, we don't have to worry.
你知嘛？如果我哋清楚知道上帝系边个咧，就唔使担心咯。
When a storm comes into your family, do you know who God is?
当个风浪入你嘅生命嘅家庭嘅当中咧，你知唔知上帝系边个
？Because our human tendency is to focus on the storm.
因为人嗰个自然做法就系点啊？将个焦点摆喺只船上边。
It's not to focus on the Savior.
而唔系摆喺我哋救主身上边。
Now listen to look at what Peter does. Peter is a wonderful disciple here.
嚟睇下彼得嘅咩嘅回应？佢一个好奇妙嘅门徒。
It says, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water."
彼得话：主啊，如果系你嘅话，请你叫我从水面走到你那里去。
You know, I really, really love Peter as a Bible character.
其实我系好中意好中意彼得嘅。
Because he is so human.
佢好有人性。
He makes mistakes.
成日都做错嘢。
You know, when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, Peter said, "Let's build 3 hotels and just enjoy the view."
嗱，耶稣登山变像嘅时候咧，彼得话咩？我哋起三间酒店俾耶稣住啦。
When Jesus needed him most, he denied him.
耶稣最需要佢时候咧，佢就系唔认主。
Yet Jesus said, "Peter, you're going to be the rock on which I build my church."
但系主佢系同彼得讲话，你系嗰个嘅磐石，系上面我建立我嘅教会。
It shows us that you don't have. It's not your performance that God measures.
你知嘛？上帝唔系睇重你嘅表现啊。
It's your surrender.
系点样嘅信服喺佢面前
？It's your trust.
系对佢嘅信靠。
Sometimes we measure our children that way, don't we? We want to have the 乖孩子。
有阵时我咁样量度咧，我哋嘅细蚊仔噶嘛，我哋需要嗰啲咧 the good kids.
Good kids, yeah. But God always looks at the heart first.
但上帝系睇个心先嘅。
And you think about it, he actually says, "Tell me to come, and I will come." And he steps out of the boat.
彼得话咩？你叫我嚟，我就会走出嚟噶啦。跟住佢开始行出个船出边。
Now you see, if all the pastors were in one boat,
嗱，譬如所有嘅教牧同工喺只船上边
，I know what I would have done.
我知我会点啦。
I would say, "陈牧师 you first."
我就会话 ，Pastor Sam， 你行先啦。
你行先。If it's safe, I don't mind going next.
如果你係視為安全咧，咁我跟你都唔怕嘅。
Right, that's what I would do. That's what you would probably do.
我咁，你都會咁做啊，係嘛
？You first, right?
But 你先啦。
Peter was so humble in this way. He trusted God with a simple faith.
但係彼得就好單純嘅信靠耶穌啊。
You know, Peter made a decision.
彼得下咗一個決定。
You know, in the Bible, there are always four things that happen.
聖經裡面呢好多時有四件事會發生的。
Number one, there's a call to do something.
第一係有個呼召做一啲嘅嘢。
God called Abraham.
上帝呼召亞伯拉罕。
He called Moses.
呼召摩西。
Called David.
呼召大衛。
To do great things for him.
做得有大有奇妙嘅事。
But something happens. There's number two, a fear that sets in.
但好似第二件事係咩呢就係嗰個恐懼就會出現啦。
And they say, we can't do this, and they list reasons.
佢就話我做唔到嘅乜乜乜原因啦。
But there's a third thing. There's a promise of reassurance.
第三系咩咧？就系有一个应许就会出现嚟肯定我哋咯。
At his lowest point, Joseph cried out, and God said, "I will be always be with you."
喺最低点嘅时候，约瑟话：上帝啊，帮助我！上帝话：我必与你同在。
But there's a fourth thing that must happen.
但有第四样一定要发生嘅。
There must be a decision.
一定要有一个嘅决定。
See, Peter made a choice.
彼得有个选择，有个决定。
And when you or your child goes through a storm.
当你同你个细蚊仔系经历呢个嘅风浪嘅时候
，maybe they're hurt by someone or they lose their job，
可能俾人伤害啦，可能系冇份工啦
，maybe the school pressure is too much，
可能学校嘅压力最大好大啦
，maybe there's a health crisis or relational issue，
可能系关系嘅破裂啦，可能身体出咗毛病啦
，they have to make a choice whether to trust God and live in His way or not to do that。
佢哋要下一个决定就系呢一刻我相唔相信靠耶稣咧
？See our job as parents is to teach that。Trusting God means taking that first step.
我作为父母嘅，我嘅责任就要教佢哋要行呢个信心嘅一步。
We can give advice, we can help them.
我哋可以指导佢，我哋可以帮佢。
But we can't figure everything out for them.
但我哋唔能够为佢做晒所有嘅嘢。
Only God can do that for them.
只有上帝先可以咁样。
See, every person here has a boat.
你知嘛？其实我哋每人都有一条船嘅。
So you have to ask yourself, what's yours and what's your child's?
我要问下，究竟我条船系咩咧？我细蚊仔只船系乜嘢呢
？You say、oh, I don't know what my boat is。
我唔知道我只船系咩。
Here's a question to ask。
你用咁样问自己啦。
What is my biggest fear？
你最大嘅恐惧系咩咧
？What creates fear in me when I think about leaving it behind？
有啲乜嘢系当我话要系放弃嘅时候，系我最大嘅恐惧会出现咗出嚟咧
？See Peter understood this. He understood the core message of Christianity。
明彼得系明白呢个系。我个信仰嗰个基要中心点系乜嘢
？Which is this? It's even though the cost of discipleship is high, it's an adventure.
就系话，当虽然我哋做呢个门徒嗰个代价咧系非常之高，但系本身咧系个嘅历程嚟嘅。
You know, our job as parents is to teach our children how to follow Jesus, and we have to teach them as if it's an adventure.
我而家做父母嘅责任就系要教我哋个细蚊仔点样嘅去跟随耶稣，好似一个历程一样。
It means that.Not everything is under your control.
即系话唔系咩都受我哋自己嘅控制。
There are going to be setbacks and storms and deserts.
有阵时会有旷野，会有呢个风浪，会有唔如意嘅时候。
But the point is, if you step out of the boat, God will do great things through you.
但重点就系当你行出呢个船出外嘅之外嘅时候，上帝会做奇妙嘅事。
Some of you have experienced that. Some of your children have experienced this.
可能你有咁嘅经历，可能你嘅儿女有咁嘅经历。
They step out in faith, and incredible things happen.
一凭信心行出去嘅时候，奇妙嘅事就发生啦。
But in the Bible, it doesn't just talk about intensity of faith.
但圣经唔单止系讲嗰个嘅信嗰个强度。
It talks about duration of faith.
讲嗰个信心嗰个嘅韧力啊。
See, you can see Jesus in the distance, and you're walking towards Jesus.
嗱，你见到耶稣喺远远嗰度啦，你行近佢啦。
And at first, it's very clear.
嗱，最初好清楚嘅。
But then.Mist starts coming and storms coming, and you can't see Jesus as clear anymore.
突然间啲烟雾啊入嚟啦，啲风浪嚟噶啦，睇到佢唔系好清楚咯。
And our human tendency is to focus on the storm, and Jesus gets lost.
突然间人性上咧就系咩？要焦点摆喺嗰个风浪当中，跟住睇唔到耶稣啦。
So the key question to ask is this: Are we focused on our Savior or our situation?
个问题嘅问题啊，今一刻我个眼睛系定睛系仰望耶稣啊，定系仰望我个处境
？It means I'm aware of the situation, by the way.
但系我唔系唔知道我处境发生咩事嘅。
But I'm more aware of the Savior.
但系我更清楚系仰望紧我嘅救主。
You know, our job is to teach our children this.
我嘅责任系要教我嘅儿女咁样。
That every obstacle is an opportunity to see Jesus more clearly and have Him work in your life.
其实每一个难阻就系一个机会，能够更加系睇到清楚主耶稣系边个。
We have to prepare them for the storm. We have to process it with them.
我哋要预备佢行过呢一个嘅风浪，同一齐去面对。
The third thing is we have to point them to Jesus, and this is probably the most important.
第三点系点啊？将我哋指引去耶稣嗰度，呢个系最重要嘅一点。
Point them to Jesus. Don't point them inward.
指带佢哋指向耶稣，唔系就指向内在嗰度。
Because it's a faith in a great Savior that saves them and changes them. It's not just having faith.
因为唔系净系一个信心能够拯救我哋，而你嘅信心喺个救主身上先至能够拯救我哋。
If you are hiking and you fall off a cliff,
突然间你行紧山喺个山嗰个山崖度碌落嚟跌落嚟
，You're going to reach for anything.
咁啊，求其乜都要拿住啦，系咪
？Maybe it's a branch.
可能系个树枝啦。
And at that point, you don't have to have a lot of faith.
嗰一刻其實你唔需要好多信心。
It's actually not your faith that saves you; it's the strength of the branch.
其實唔係有幾多信心去打救你，係嗰一刻嗰啲樹枝夠唔夠強去打救你。
You know, you don't have to have impressive amounts of faith; you just have to have enough in a great Savior.
你唔需要有好勁嘅信心，你只要有足夠嘅信心喺個救主身上。
Listen to what Peter says. He says, "Lord, save me."
咁但係彼得佢話咩？主啊，救我
！It's the shortest prayer in the whole Bible.
全聖經最短嘅禱文就係呢句。
Sometimes we think.You know, the longer you pray, the more holy you are.
有時我哋話，有啲其他禱越長咧，就越神聖啦。
You know, at prayer meetings, if you're grouped in three, the first person prays.
喺個祈禱會當中，三人圍埋一組一齊祈禱，第一個人開始祈禱咯。
The second person prays.
第二個人開始祈禱咯。
And then it's your turn.
跟到你祈咯。
And so, what are you measuring?
你跟住點啊
？You're measuring how long they prayed.
睇下跟佢兩個祈咗幾耐咧。
Because you don't want to go too short.
你唔想短過佢哋啊嘛。
It's not good to have a one sentence prayer when they just prayed for 10 minutes.
佢祈咗十分鐘咁耐，我唔可以就咁祈一句啩。
But sometimes the most simple, shortest prayer is the most heartfelt.
但有陣時係最短嗰個禱文係最從心裏邊發出嚟嘅。
Look, Peter got it right at the end of the day.
彼得就係咁樣啦。
Because he says, "Lord, save me."
佢只係話主啊，救我。
If it was me in the water, I'd try to swim back to the boat.
如果你話係我咧，我寧願游翻去只船度啊。
I would say, "Give me a life jacket. Throw me a life jacket."
快掟救生圈過嚟俾我啊
！But Peter knew the better response. He said, "Lord, save me."
但彼得唔係咁，佢話主啊，救我。
And then it says immediately Jesus grabbed him, reached his hand, grabbed him, and lifted him out of the water.
聖經話主耶穌跟住馬上點啊，伸出隻手係將佢。掹翻出嚟。
Now I love this because it's the most intimate way of saving someone.
呢个系最亲密嘅一种系救人嘅方法。
I mean, Jesus could have snapped his fingers and the sea would part.
可能主耶稣其实唔需要咁做，佢只可能咁样啊，嗰个河就会分开噶啦。
Snap his fingers and then Peter would just rise from the water.
或者佢 click 手，跟住彼得就喺个水里边慢慢咁冒升翻上嚟。
If I was Jesus, I'd like to do that because it's cool.
因为我会咁咯，咁咪即系够精彩啊嘛，系嘛？
But Jesus doesn't do that. He saves him in the most intimate way.
但耶稣唔系咁，佢用最亲密嘅方法去救佢。
Jesus saves us by being vulnerable.
主耶稣喺佢嘅脆弱当中嚟救我哋。
By becoming one of us and suffering like us.
喺佢嘅脆弱当中，佢成为我哋一份子，好似我哋一样。
And not just suffering like us, but suffering for us.
唔单止系为我哋系受苦难，系都系带我哋一齐去经历苦难。
So that we could have his life in us.
只要能够有主耶稣嘅生命喺我哋当中。
See, faith alone does not save you. It's faith in a great Savior that will save you.
你知嘛？有足够嘅信心系唔会救到你嘅，系你嘅信心摆喺主耶稣嘅身上边咧，先能够打救你。
But faith is really important.
但系信心系重要噶。
Because faith is what applies God's power and His work to your life.
信心系让上帝嘅能力系透过呢样嘢进入我哋嘅生命当中。
If it's not faith, it's just history.
如果你冇信心嘅话，咪就系历史咯。
It's faith that applies it today, so it matters today.
系将嗰个信心应用喺我哋嘅生命当中，呢个就系重要啦。
It depends on who your faith is in.
系视乎你个信心系摆边个嘅身上。
And I'm telling you, as parents, our job is to teach our children and to model it that our faith is not in our boats, it's in Jesus.
作为父母，我哋要示范俾我哋嘅儿女知，我哋嘅信心唔喺只船上边，而喺主耶稣嘅身上边。
You can have a lot of faith in your relationships.
你对你嘅周边嘅关系可能有好多嘅信心喺里边。
But they can be broken.
但呢啲嘅关系系可以破裂嘅。
You can put a lot of faith in your possessions and a lot of security in your possessions.
你可以将你嘅安全感、你嘅信实摆喺你嘅周围所拥有嘅财产当中。
But they will be lost.
终有一日都会失去。
You could put a lot of faith in your career and your education.
你将你嘅信心摆你嘅事业、你嘅学位身上。
One day they will be finished.
但终有一日都会成过去。
See, there's a myth in this story.
嗱，呢个故事当中有个迷思嘅。
And the myth is the safest place is in the boat.
个迷思话俾我哋听，最安全嘅地方喺只船上边。
I'm here to tell you, it is not in the boat.
我俾你听咧，错嘅唔喺只船上边啊。
It's in Jesus. The safest place is in the presence of Jesus.
最安全的地方系喺耶稣嘅身上。
See, we have to teach our children through our life and through our words to never put the faith in the boat.
我要教我哋个细蚊仔唔系将个信心摆喺只船上边啊。
Put your faith in Jesus.
系摆喺耶稣身上。
So you can study hard.
你可以读好多书啦。
You can have a good career.
有个好嘅职业啦。
You'll save your money.
储钱啦。
Marry a good Christian godly woman.
娶一个好好敬虔嘅女子啦。
But never forget that your ultimate faith is back on Jesus.
但系忘记你最后嗰个信心咧，系摆喺主耶稣身上。
Jesus will never break his promises. He'll never fail and he'll never change.
耶稣系永不改变。
You know, in this Bible passage, there's a promise here.
呢段经文当中有个应许里边。
If you allow God to work in your life,
若你容许上帝喺你嘅生命当中去动工嘅话
，God will work through your life.
佢会喺你透过你嘅生命，亦都系去成就。
And isn't that what we want as parents?
呢个系咪我哋想要嘅嘢咧
？We want God to do great things in their life.
我哋希望上帝喺我哋嘅儿女当中做奇妙大事啊嘛。
And also through their life.
但系透过佢生命做呢个奇妙嘅事。
You know, at the end of this passage, it says that.They climbed out of the boat and then people worshipped and said, "Truly, you're the Son of God."
嗱，圣经嘅最后卅一节当中，佢话咩？佢哋喺爬翻呢个船出去嘅时候咧，啲人就话：，哇！呢个人真系神嘅儿子啊！
You know that pen you have that we're going to distribute later says, "Blessed to be a blessing."
跟住我哋会派一支笔俾所有嘅父亲里边，写系成为别人嘅祝福。
I pray that will be your prayer for your children.
愿呢个成为你系对你细蚊仔嘅祷文。
They will do greater things than you and I could have ever done.
佢会做比你更加大嘅事。
They will reach more people for Jesus than you and I could have ever reached.
佢能够系将福音带俾更多嘅人，比我同你加埋更多。
They'll pray bolder prayers.
佢祈更加有能力嘅祷告。
And that generation would let Christ shine in a way that no one's ever seen before.
而呢个世代系将系耶稣系完全嘅反映出嚟。
But are we willing to go through that first journey of working God working in here first?
但系愿唔愿意，首先系让主喺我哋嘅生命当中，系做呢个内在嘅动工。
That's the most important.
呢个系最重要嘅。
All that stuff God could control on the outside, He doesn't because what He wants is this first.
所有嘅外在环境，主系控制嘅时候，因为佢首先要喺我哋嘅内在生命当中要动工。
Let me end. I want to end today by just praying for all of us.
喺今日结束嘅时候，我想为大家嘅祷告。
So let's bow our heads.
一齐嘅低头。
And I realize that Father's Day is.Can be a painful day for some folks.
我明白父亲节对于有啲人嚟讲，可能系一个好痛苦嘅日子。
Some of us need to forgive our fathers.
可能在座有啲人系需要宽恕我哋嘅父亲。
Some of us need to forgive our children.
我哋需要宽恕我哋嘅子女。
Some of us have put our relationships at such a high standard that it's impossible to meet.
有时有啲人将我哋嗰个嘅关系嘅标准摆个好高嘅位置，根本系达唔到嘅位置。
Some of us are going through a difficult time, a difficult season, a storm right now.
可能在有啲人而家系经历紧一个嘅风浪。
And so I want to just pray for each one of us here.
所以我为大家嘅祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Sunday to hear from your word.
阿爸天父，我哋感恩喺呢个主日当中能够听你嘅话。
Father, some of us.Are going through storms at this present time.
在座有啲弟兄姊妹系经历紧风浪。
And though that we don't wish for it, we embrace it, knowing that they will pass one day.
虽然我哋冇求呢样嘢，但我哋愿佢系拥抱，同埋系终有一日会过去。
Father, it's easy for us to cling on to the boat.
父亲啊，好容易我哋系揸住嗰只船。
But we know that our boat will be broken one day.
但终有一日我哋只船系会破裂。
Father, help us to put our full trust in you.
帮助我哋，让我哋嘅信心系完全摆喺你嘅身上。
If there's an area in our lives that is not surrendered to you, we lay that on the altar this morning.
如果我个生命仲有边一部分我系冇完全交俾你嘅，我呢一刻将佢摆喺你嘅脚前。
Before we ask our children to change or even our parents to change, I pray that we know that you are changing us from the inside out.
喺我叫我嘅儿女叫我父母改变之先，我求其亲自首先嚟改变我自己。
Father, thank you for always giving us second chances and for your constant love for us.
多谢你无微不至嘅爱，同埋永远俾我有个机会再重新嚟过。
I know some here may not have experienced the fatherly love on earth as you deem.
可能在座有弟兄姊妹系冇经历过嗰种嘅甜蜜嘅父爱。
But I know that you love them and that you are a perfect heavenly father that loves them.
但系天父，我知道你嗰个嘅完美嘅父亲系咁样嘅爱佢哋。
Pray that they would know your love this morning.
愿呢一刻众人能够系经历到你嗰种嘅大爱。
Lord, I pray for our church that it would be a blessing unto others.
愿你间教会成为一个众人嘅祝福。
And it wouldn't just be a blessing through our work and our activity.
唔系就系透过我哋嘅事工，我哋所做嘅嘢去祝福人。
But people would see that our hearts are transformed first by your love.
众人系先睇到我哋嘅生命系被你嘅爱首先嘅改变。
Father, thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship you.
多谢你俾机会我哋一齐嘅敬拜。
For it is in your powerful and precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣有能力嘅名求，阿门。
Amen.